Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I took it fairly easy today, recuperating over a terrible day I had yesterday. I just did all the work I could get done from home. Done from home, what I couldn't do at home, we'll wait till tomorrow. That's just that.
I know how that is. You know, definitely understand how that is. My day was pretty okay, better than yesterday. Yesterday was just a hot mess. The weather is starting to affect my my old bones, Queen. Couldn't do much. It's when I hit you up, say, hey, let's switch it to today, because I couldn't hang. It was just too much going on. Yesterday was a bad day for the health. But today's a better day. I'm here ready to rock and roll and talk about some of these things, man. Some of these things we got to get people caught up on.
Okey-dokey. But yeah, I like the fact that we was able to just switch it to another day. I know y'all be ready to tear it, rip us a new one when we just don't do it. You know, when we get it. But it's appreciated that you guys look forward to the show. So that's a good thing. When they stop caring whether we skip a show or not, then we should be worried.
Exactly. That's what you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know you're in trouble. When they stop giving the shit, it's time to shut it's time to lock it up. Grand opening, grand closing. Shit. But all right, what are we getting into today?
Okay, this is episode 8. Let's catch up. We're just going to be discussing some current events, some news stories that you may have missed. We're going to address the latest news in entertainment, politics, business, and the black community. So let's catch up. You can always call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. Also, you can interact with us on the social media pages, and we can answer your questions or read your comments or your thoughts on the topic at hand.
Well, Queen. Yeah, boy. Let's just get this shit over with so we can move on to the more festive things in the news. And oh boy, the election was yesterday, Queen.
Yeah.
The election was yesterday. So, how things go over there in Jersey? God damn it.
I know for governor, I think a Republican won governor.
Absolute asshole who goes around telling people that COVID kids can't get COVID.
See,
so, there you go.
This will make me worry about our people. When you have people who think, act, talk a certain way, and those are the people you are supposed to keep away from positions of power, positions where they can make certain decisions that can affect us gravely, and yet they still win. You know, it's still, like, it kind of makes me look a little sideways. You could be your own neighbor and voted for a jackass like that.
So. Yeah, man. Most of the things that I saw coming out of New Jersey, I mean, we got to remember, New Jersey does not believe in giving you a second chance. When is the last? It has been, I don't know how many years since a governor got two terms in Jersey. You in one and you out. They don't believe in second chances. And Phil Murphy, I thought Phil Murphy was a good governor. You know, the taxes was an issue. And, you know, of course, the Trump fucks, they were mad because of the mask mandates and stuff like that. But overall, I mean, he thought he was good. How that asshole won, basically what it boiled down to is low black voter turnout, low turnout with the independents. Everybody said, fuck it, it ain't no big deal. So I feel for you Jersey people because if you think I mean, go back 4 years, 5 years when that fat fuck was the governor.
Mm-hmm. We think that was
so
bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
So you got a asshole who don't believe in stop and frisk. I mean, he believes in stop and frisk. Every chance he gets, he says no talk or teaching critical race theories in the schools or blah, blah, blah. It is a hot-ass mess, and Jersey is – bend yourselves over, Jersey. Congratulations. You're about to be fucked.
With no vaccine.
Yeah, none.
No,
he ain't even want to spit on it. No spit, none. Just take this for the next 4 years. Take this Trump support. He's a Trump boy. So you already know what he wants to do. He wants to do whatever Trump tells him to fucking do. Boy. Because, you know, that asshole's coming back in 2024 to run again. So then we got Virginia. Got Virginia. All right, we promise, folks, we ain't going to spend too much time on this shit because there's some other shit we need to talk about. But Virginia was Virginia, I personally called about five people who I knew who lived there. A few were just regular folks. A couple others had a little, you know, little following down. They said, okay, so what are you talking about voting? What are you talking to your supporters? What are you doing down here? Oh, it's an election today? Well, holy fuck.
The kids even got out of school. So when your kids got out of school, get out of school, y'all don't ask, why do my school y'all have no school today?
Oh, man. I had one person say, oh, yeah, man, I didn't vote. I'm tired. You know, it ain't no big deal. Then he texted me this morning saying, why is Donald Trump popping up in the news talking about it was Virginia turned Republican because of him? Because it's fucking true. Because you assholes didn't vote. Trump came out this morning dancing because the guy that ran, the Republican that ran, when you look at him, he tried to be a Mitt Romney. He wore sweater vests, Mr. Professional. But then when you catch him going to them Trump rallies, you know, this is the guy that had a town hall meeting. And a lot of the rioters from January 6th showed up with one of the flags, and they looked him in his face and said, we're here to support you. And this flag, we waved this at the Capitol on January 6th. And Donald Trump said, you're a good guy, and we're here to support you. QAnon fucks. So there you go, man. Good job, Virginia. Good job. So Virginia's worse off than Jersey because Virginia is kind of ran by Republicans. So with a Republican governor, they are already planning on passing some of the same laws on abortion and stopping restrictions, like mask wearing, stuff like that. They want to be the next Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll see how that works out.
Yep. And the Democrat that ran, his name is Terry McAuliffe. I've had a little bit of respect for Terry McAuliffe until this race. And, you know, just about a week ago, I went back and watched his debate clip. And all he could talk about is Trump. The one thing that this Republican did is he never mentioned Trump one time.
Okay.
You know, he focused on critical race theory. He focused on mass mandates and vaccine mandates. It ain't fair. He went the Republican route. Anything that a Republican is sitting home worried about, crime, violence, guns, they're trying to take away our guns and all that shit, this dude was talking that shit. So all the Democrats now are in a tizzy today. What the fuck? So.
I'm worried about this upcoming election for president. Is you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be like a train wreck. You watch it and you can't do a car accident. You watch it and you can't do nothing about it.
Exactly. But, you know, I agree, man, because it's like people don't get it. Republicans don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to the real issues, so they have to make up issues and they have to lie and turn some shit. They have to create boogeymen. I've never heard critical race theory has been around for 40 years. And I first heard about it when I was in West Philadelphia High School, because we had an African-American teacher that focused on that kind of stuff. I never heard it so much being said by white people who didn't even know what the fuck it was until the last year. You know, I heard a little after the 1619 Project came out, okay, cool. But then the Republicans figured that this is a chance to run on it. And it's working, because the Democrats are too fucking stupid to say something. Here's some facts. Nobody is teaching it in the schools.
Right.
There's no school anywhere in the country that teaches critical race theory. There is no college anywhere except Temple University, where my man Michael Cord, he will be teaching those classes. But there is nowhere you can send your kid to any college and they're sitting in a class learning critical race theory. You know where they teach that at, what school they teach that at, what school of thought? That is when you want to become a lawyer. That's it. So, but no one's saying that. So, once again, a lot of people get people worked up, and the motherfuckers come out and vote. So, you know, Philly, y'all suck. Because all I heard from people, I'm tired of voting for these politicians. Voting don't work. I posted some stuff yesterday. I do it every election. And not one person on the list, not one person on the ballot was a politician. There were no politicians in the Pennsylvania election yesterday. They were all judges, the city controller, and the goddamn the DA. So I'm trying to figure out what politicians did y'all think y'all was voting for. And I'm talking about multiple circuits of court. So we're here in a state where we have a superior and a supreme. Both of them are ran by Republicans, Republican judges. So if a case, a civil rights case, ever makes it up to that court, what do you think is going to happen? To either one of those courts. Mm-hmm. We had two sisters that were on the ballot, and I voted for both of them. You know, I felt good about doing that, felt proud about doing that. But, yeah, and I voted for our district attorney, Larry Krasner. I don't agree with every goddamn thing that he puts out. Number one issue for me is him and the homeless situation and the tent shit down in Kensington, the tent cities. He wants those people to just don't bother them, don't arrest them. I want them locked the fuck up.
Right.
Grab them, lock their ass up. Get your ass on the L train, right? Get off at Allegheny. Come down the steps. Hang that left. They're in the middle of the ground with needles in their arms, and the cops are walking right over them. Bags of dope on their lap. Empties. They ain't doing shit to them. You know why? Because the pussy-ass mayor told them not to. So where all the blacks and Hispanics live, you got to deal with that bullshit around you. Property value go down, and what happened? The good old boys come and buy up your shit. They come buy up everything and then set up $250,000 houses. They gentrify your neighborhood. They let the crime and the despair go out of pocket. But I'm sorry, Queen. I done took this your show. I'm sorry, goddamn. But I done, got my fucking bag for a minute because I'm hot.
No, me. I'll let you run off when you got to run off. Because this stuff, I mean.
Like,
it's what people need to hear.
Yeah, because I know half of you don't watch the news. I get it. That's why we do these shows. Because some of the shit that I might say, it may not have affected you yet, but it might affect you down the road.
Yeah.
Because the boy I voted for, he prosecuted a couple dirty cops who shot blacks. He went in, year one, he went and opened up the books and looked to see how many black men were wrongfully incarcerated before DNA was a part of the procedure. But I stopped counting at four. Dude's been in there for 15 years. One dude in there 20 years. He got their shit overturned and they got to hit the bricks. Black brothers. And my biggest reason for voting because the Philadelphia FOP can't stand him. Because he lets them know, I will prosecute you if you shoot an unarmed black man. But, you know, he won heavily because no Republican wanted to run against him. So, there you go. But we have to start paying attention to this shit. These are the judges that decide on some asshole. If a white man, think about it, a white man and a friend or a family or a boyfriend, husband, whatever, get into it, right? And that white man kills him. You want to judge this, want to be fair, right?
Right, absolutely.
When a cop pulls over your son, pull him out the car, throw him in the ground, put the boots to him. You want a judge. You want a DA to prosecute this motherfucker. You want this cop fired, and you want him to join the board to kill George Floyd. Right?
Right.
How are you going to get it?
Yeah.
So you don't get your ass off the floor.
And that's what they is. We always talk about the importance of, you know, everybody always goes crazy, you know, you hear about the president is not the only person y'all have to come out and show up to vote for. It's everybody leading up to him that you got to worry about. You know, just think about when Biden was first trying to pass a lot of stuff, in the beginning, he wasn't getting that much pushback, you know, because it was the fair amount of Democrats. Look at last year with Trump. He had all his boys in here, you know, being able to do whatever he wanted to do. You know, look at the fight that Obama had to go through. You know, because he had, it was a lot of Republicans blocking him. So, if first of all, if how things went with Obama didn't teach people about politics and how it works and the importance of, you know, having Democrats in office, people who that's going to kind of look at you out for your best interest and think like you think, and it's for your, you know, for your people. And when it comes down to voting, if that didn't teach them anything, I don't know what will. You know, but they cried when them stimulus checks stopped. Good luck getting shit. One now.
Shit. That's just a hot ass mess, man. You know, I told my buddy down in Richmond, Virginia, we got to talking about his business, and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna need your help, man, to find some of this grant money and the empowerment zone money that they're putting out there." And I said, "What empowerment zone money?" I said, "You mean the one that's going to be taken off the table after this motherfucker takes over?"
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker trying to figure out how to cut food stamps in Virginia. Which makes you think he's going to give? And for those who don't know what empowerment zone money is when the government puts money in a pot for you to apply for. If you can show that you're going to either, one, come up with an organization or a business that could help improve a dead zone in your neighborhood, like a hood that's really fucked up. You know what I mean? So you creating a business that's mm-hmm. going to uplift the hood, put some value into it, there's money to help you get started. And that money's already going bye-bye because this guy doesn't believe that that should be given to you. He calls that an entitlement. When you hear a Republican say entitlement, that means we ain't going to give you free shit because you're black.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I mean, people got to understand. See, people think instant gratification all the time. They don't look at the long-term effect, you know, their decision-making.
Right.
I know. You know, and that's where you get, and that's where you get screwed in the end at, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Maybe if Black Ink or fucking Ratchet TV start talking about this shit, y'all listen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, you can, you know, just to give you an idea, think about all the lawsuits y'all heard that Donald Trump filed. 48 states. You want to know the one place he lost? I mean, he actually won. He lost them all but one. Mm-hmm. PA.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, PA. So there are 13 Republican judges up there sitting with only two Democrats. There you go. Well, good job, PA. Good job. But, yeah, there is some good news, though. New York has its has a brother, black guy, just one. I don't even know his name. I don't care about New York, but he is the second black man. I'm trying to get off this politics shit. Got y'all Google it, damn it. But yeah, he's the second black person to ever become mayor of New York. So congratulations to him. The mayor who oversaw Minneapolis during the George Floyd's murder, who pushed for the prosecution and incarceration of the dirty-ass cop, he won his reelection. So it's good that we got some progressive people in these weird-ass towns. But, yeah, I mean – yesterday there was a lot of bad news that came out of the election, but there was some good news, and you know, just wanted to share those couple stories with y'all. All right, Queen, where you want to go next? You want to talk about business and finances real quick?
Sure.
So I have four questions, that I was asked to ask the next time we cover any former current events or, you know, relative stuff. And it's about the IRS reporting connected to your Cash App and your PayPal and your Venmo and all that other shit that y'all using out there. Now, what's happening is any transaction of $600 and more will be reported to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to thank Uncle Joe for that one. And the reason why they're going at, they're trying to keep track of the money laundering and the people who are washing their money clean and the dope boys and anyone who could be prosecuted for using these services to stash, to get to move money around below the radar. So just to clean up the rumorville, it's okay if you paying your little $40 holler with Cash App. Nobody's going to come after you. Okay, because I was on Clubhouse and all I heard was all the trick boys. Little, damn, they trying to lock us up. That's my trick money. So no one's coming after you for that. The bottom line is you will get a 1040 or a 1090, whatever it is, 1099 sent to you. Yeah, you will get one sent to you from Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, all these financial wiring services. So that's going to happen. You just add it to your income. I'm telling you right now, I do taxes every year. And they can audit you. So if you grab all your pay stubs and you do your taxes and you don't include the documents from Cash App, you know, all them dudes sending you 150 here, ladies, 200 for your nails, you know, this and that, just throwing bread at you all year long. It's going to total up. That is income. You don't add it, and if they flag you, you can be audited, and you'll be subject to fines and penalties. There you go. Now, why would they flag you? Because it's a whole lot cheaper for me to come for Vi Pearson than it is for Bill Gates.
Yeah.
All right? The IRS always goes after the little person when it comes to audits. So if you have a small business, if you have various things going on, little side hustles, that including me. You know, adjust your accounting to be able to keep track of it. So when it's come time to do taxes, you got your numbers together. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so, all right, Queen. You know.
Wait.
Boys.
So you.
Cash, some boys be cash.
I mean, so that means when people are even just getting things as gifts, it's still going to be reported as income.
If it's a gift, like for, I send you $100 for your birthday, something like that? Is that what you mean by gifts? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it crosses 600. So.
I mean, but they know, mean when you say 600, you mean the total.
Per transaction.
Like, you know how when you do. Oh, per transaction.
Yeah. Each and every transaction that the language is written. So if you're getting 50-50, 50-50, you're fine. You have the, you know, like me, I prefer Cash App. Or are you Square? Or are you something else? So if someone pays – if I'm charging someone $700 a month for my retainer fee, I get reported every month.
Okay.
There you go. Now, here's the other side to it. That's per transaction. Let's say you're only getting that $50 increment all year. At the end of the year, you don't get reported because you never crossed that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So that's how that go. So that's not a calendar year. That's a transactional thing. Because 600 sends somebody a warning that, hey, these people are moving some serious money. So, all right.
Okay. That's what I thought at the beginning, but then you had me a little worried.
No.
People, when y'all want to send me gifts via Cash App, if you want to send me 600, you got to send me 3 and 3 or 2, 2 and 2. Okay, y'all?
Oh, shit. I never forget. I used to work for a scumbag Israeli who would run back and forth to Morocco and bring in diamonds back and forth to Philly. And I was running one of his stores, and I had to make the deposit make your deposit. And he used to count out $9,999 every deposit just to keep from the IRS getting flagged for $10,000 deposit. So
see,
I would be running back and forth to the fucking bank all day. And I didn't get it because I was an 18-year-old kid. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But, you got to watch your money, man. Yep.
Yeah.
Zelle Styles, what about Zelle since it goes directly to your account? Yep, Zelle's is too. Zelle's is going
to
be the first one because Zelle's is a good standing. They're actually recommended by like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, all the big dogs. Especially your ass, boy. You know you going down. All them transactions. All right, we got about 27 minutes, Queen. Let's go over entertainment news, and then I got a story that I want to share with y'all that hit my radar. Entertainment news. Do anyone give a shit about Kim Kardashian now dating the little asshole boy from Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson?
Not really.
Yeah,
oh, that's how she got her role? That's how she got to be on an episode? I didn't watch, by the way.
I think that she met him there because, you know, her and Kanye is whatever.
That sounds too much like a coincidence to me. You know, Ray J, Kanye West. I mean, these are always, with that family so calculated, it's always a business move.
And that Tang Tang and got miles on it. it's just another goofy-ass relationship. All right, so for you sports fans, Aaron Rodgers lied about his vaccination status, and the Packers are paying the price. So he got caught. And for those of you paid in full movie lovers, you know that movie was loosely based off of some real dope boys, killers, murderers, scumbags in Harlem. One of such scumbags, Mr. Alpo Martinez, the fucking rat. Alpo Martinez was shot up in Harlem. Now you tell me how much sense this makes to you, Queen. You out in them streets, the 80s and the 90s, right? You and your boys get bagged. You go and you you go rat to the feds. You tell everything you know. And you get out early. Get out in 2015, right? So you did about 15 years or some shit like that instead of doing that double life that they were going to throw at you. So you rat on your homies. One of your homies get killed, whatever. You come out. You're given a whole nother identity and move from Harlem to Maine, the state of Maine, with a new ID, new everything.
And why the hell is he back out there?
They done made a movie about your red ass. You are in rapper songs. There are at least a million YouTube documentary video thingies about your entire existence. And
right.
You pop back up in New York. You've been popping up periodically, right? And this motherfucker at one point, he was seen on social media at somebody's party.
You see? Maybe.
Then, yeah, popping bottles, big rope chain, all this shit. Now, I saw that in the beginning of the year. Because I remember saying to myself, that motherfucker crazy. Somebody going to pop his ass. And lo and behold, he was driving
somebody
to somebody popping. Four shots in that motherfucker. And then there's rumors that when he was trying to get away, he threw a bag of dope out the window or some shit. So that, I don't know if that's the word, but, you know, we haven't verified it yet. Waiting for the cops to verify that. But the clincher of the story, one of the trio of that, the boy that got killed, his family were literally celebrating on social media. Because they said that fucking rat deserves what he got. So now there's this big conspiracy theory thinking that all that was staged and that was the feds grabbing him back up, making it like he got killed and he's back under witness protection. So the story is still fresh, but if you're traveling through the YouTube space with goofy shit, you're going to see it all over the place. It's hit a lot of the major news wires, so it's about to become a bigger story. So, yeah, you heard it here first.
Yeah. And you are going to hear so many theories. You're going to hear so many theories, people's opinions on what's going on, what really happened. So you're going to start having people coming out the woodwork, talking about how close they was to this person or how they was affected by this person. Everybody's going to be looking for their 15 minutes. But, yeah, I think it's idiotic. It's stupid. You know, bad enough you didn't get to, you know, you didn't get to have to pay for all the crimes you did because you was willing to be a witness in turn on the same people you was doing dirt with. And then you get a new life. And I guess that life wasn't good enough for you because you ain't had to worry about the drugs and the killings and the ghetto and the nonsense that you kept bringing your ass back to this very same place you should have been staying away from. But, it's people mentality. Some people are just stupid. Some people think they're untouchable. Some people just, you know, they say you can take somebody off the hood, but you can't take the hood out of somebody. You know, so one of the many stupid things that people do, and now you're paying for it. Well, paid for it. I guess you're paying for it, right?
Yeah, God damn it, Queen. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big fan of rats. I'm not a big fan of people who tell. At some point, we really need to address this serious, serious issue in on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's these weird ass unspoken rules that's going into the black community where certain things is makes you a rat. But real street dudes, if you did your dirt in the street, you know the difference between street shit and then civilians, right? Like we talked about the young boy that did that song, Corvette, Corvette. Remember that with the little TikTok video and cute little song? And how his paperwork from when he was 13 years old popped out where he had a situation where his best friend was shot right in front of him and his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother and him went down to the police station and told what they saw. So here, fast forward 7-8 years later, and he's on top of the game. You know, he's you know, we had Gilly from Philly dancing to his song, playing his song on Instagram. And if you're from Philly, you know who Gilly is. You know how important that is to you as an artist, right? To have him bang to your shit. Then you had, you know, Lil Uzi Vert, and you had all kinds of, you know, they were showing him love. He was a young kid. His song was catchy, so people were banging with it. And then that document came out about something that happened when he was 13. They called him a rat. Gilly took his music down.
Okay.
Lil Uzi Vert just dropped a verse on one of his new songs. He took it off the video. He took it off his project. So fuck all of them. And Gilly know better because he's an OG. So that's why I look at this shit, this internet shit, this social media shit, and I see how it has infected people with clear intelligence. How could you call a 13-year-old kid a rat? Because he saw his best fucking friend get shot up in front of him in his own house. So what was he supposed to say? I ain't seen nothing. A rat is when me and you, Queen, go hit the bank.
And that's the issue, and that's why so much crime, not only crime, but unsolved crime in the community, and we wonder why people have to go through what we go through, because it's impossible for people to, you know, cooperate and, you know, be a witness to something so someone can get justice. People only want justice when it's one of their family members or friends.
Yeah.
You know, when they running around acting a hot mess. Yeah, and it's and you know what kills me? The amount of work and time that people do to investigate somebody else's life, to dig something from their past, to affect what they got going on in the future and the present, is ridiculous. Because for the right things, they can't put the time to work and the research in. They wouldn't move the way they move in certain things. They'll be a lot farther in life when it comes to certain things if they did.
Right. You know, I think about that situation, what happened to that brother. I even think about what happened with Beanie Siegel. All the times, rats this, rat, no snitching, don't tell. But when something happened to a member of his family, I can't remember who it was, he was in press conference saying, if you know something, come forward. He's putting money out there, awards for anybody who can help find the dude who shot his whatever the fuck. So I get it. When it comes to this persona and it comes to the music, don't tell. But when it comes to real life, let it be your family. Tell.
Mm-hmm.
The facts is, if me and you, Queen, we go hit bank, we selling dope, we both get locked up, if I rat on you, I'm a fucking rat. To shave time off me, I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to put it all on you. I'm a fucking rat.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But someone who watched somebody else's kid get popped in the fucking street, and you saw who the fuck did it, yeah, you tell. Fuck that. They can call me a rat. They can say I support. I don't give a fuck. You tell.
Right. Yeah.
We got a 60% chance in Philadelphia of getting away with a crime. 60%. And that's coming out of the police chief's mouth. That's coming out of the DA's mouth. So if there's 10 homicides, only 4 are going to get wrapped up. You got to stop this nut-ass shit.
And not
anyway,
to mention, some of y'all dummies be telling on y'all own selves. When y'all put it in y'all music and y'all want to go live and y'all want to go on social media and post.
Yeah, shout out to Limited Edition support and showing love. She said that's a witness. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They're civilians. They ain't in that street life. You can't hold somebody who ain't in the street life as a rat.
Right.
They're getting no value out of that. You only going to rat when to save your own ass, right? That's the purpose of ratting.
Exactly. But in that case, that's not what it was. That
But all right. We didn't got on my rat rant. My bad, Queen. My bad. Let's bring us back. But yeah, Alpo's gone. Fuck Alpo. Yeah, fuck you. People died because you were wrecked. So I don't feel for you. All right, Quinn, we got about, I got one more piece of entertainment news, and it's good for the culture. And you know I love my hip hop. And it's worth recognizing this brother. Jay-Z was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that over the last few days or so. So congratulations to him. That is major. But more importantly, is he thanked Dame Dash. So why is that important? Because if you are true, shout out to Silas, I thought she was going to go crazy. That's her baby. But yeah, man, it was good that he got there. It was even better that he thanked Dame Dash, which is, I believe, the first step for them to mend their issues. And it's an olive branch, Queen, olive branch.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. We'll see where this goes. Hopefully some good will come out of it and some things will get resolved. Nobody's saying they're going to be best friends, but it's just life's too short for all the bull and the drama. If it can be resolved, resolve it, you know?
Yep.
May they need as an example. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I got something I want to read to you, Queen.
Okay.
This is a text message I'm about to read. And it states, y'all should be up at 9 a.m. every day. Get off your bed. Go get on your knees and pray to me. Get in the shower, get dressed, and eat breakfast. And start your work on TikTok. It should take at least an hour. Then whatever you had to do that day after that, you talk to me and do everything I say. I will see if I will allow you to do it. If it's not an appointment or work, you are not able to leave before 12. Response, yes, Daddy. Second response, yes, Daddy. Third response, yes, Daddy. All coming from different numbers. No, this is not me reading my personal text messages, smartasses. This is a text I was reading from a group text chat that is led by a young lady, 27-year-old lady, by the name of Angela, a.k.a. Daddy, or Daddy Angela. And she is the leader of a new cult, Queen. Daddy's Girls. Angela is a former plus size woman who worked her ass off, lesbian plus size woman who worked her ass off to lose over 300 pounds or something like that, and she is now slim, trim, butched out, pretty young lady, but dressed like a dude, tattooed up, locks in her hair from time to time, and she wants to be called Daddy. And Angela has over 66, possibly 70 plus size slaves. And I'm sorry, calling them slaves is being too kind. No, these women are mind control, Queen. And they have invaded TikTok. So all of you with TikTok accounts, I want you to go to hashtag Daddy's Girl. And you will see the cult of Angela, the cult of Daddy, Daddy's Girl's cult. There's even people reporting all over the web. What makes this story so interesting is not only do these sisters okay, let me back up. Here's the rules. One, you must be considered a BBW. I don't like that term, but that's how she describes her babies. You must be a plus-size woman or a.k.a. a BBW to qualify. And it ranges from all ages. That's number one. Number two, you have to swear that she is your god. So, Queen, if you ain't got nothing to do. So I want all the ladies who are above a size damn 10 or 12 to get on over there and pray to Angela. And when I tell you, when you look at these videos, Queen, these women are literally praying. They are making public gestures saying that, yes, you are my god.
Yeah.
Right? They were on live on Instagram, right? And she was with one of her slaves or whatever. And the trucking chick, somebody said, oh, my God, you're so pretty. Some chick said, no, please don't call me pretty. That's disrespectful to daddy. But thank you. She's like, bitch, ain't no thank you. Ain't nobody supposed to be calling you. Hold up.
No.
Here's the crazy part, Queen. If you are not on her live, she goes live tonight at 9 o'clock. If your ass ain't on live, you will be punished. You have to literally be in the chat supporting and Rosh Hashanah and all that shit. Hare Krishna, David Koresh, you got to be all that shit. You got to be kissing her ass in the comments. Right? They are her moderators. Wow. 66. So they don't give a fuck if you got cramps or your ass better be on. You know what happens
if you're in the hospital, you better tune in. I'm going to have to research this heifer. I'm going to have to research this heifer.
Oh, yeah, it gets worse. Yeah, it gets worse. You are punished by way of mutilating yourself via cutting your hair on live. You have to go live, and you're forced to cut your hair, chunks of it, or you have to cut yourself. Let me say it again. You have to cut your inner thigh. She prefers up your high thigh, not that low near the knee shit. Nope, you got to put it up high so it could be hidden and covered with a skirt or whatever, right? And you have to cut it to the point where there has to be a significant amount of blood that comes out to just for her to say okay. And you have to send her evidence that you did so.
What kind of low in self-esteem?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I got one more for you.
You threw me a loop with this one. Okay.
I got one more for you. She's been in the echo chamber over the last 2 days because she has told one of her slaves or whatever that she had to sell her baby.
Oh, wow.
There you go. She told another girl who she was teaching dark enchantments to, the girl comes from Haiti and they practice certain things, and she said, get rid of your tradition, practice mine. And then she was showing the ritual that she does, and everyone who watched it who was of Haitian descent said, there ain't no shit we do, so what are you doing? And come to find out, she was teaching these girls black magic. And got more. She has a whole host of products that's geared to plus-size women, skincare products and ointments that all 66 of her goofy fucking cult members have to promote.
So she's basically using a group of low self-esteem, plus-size women to get money off of, to live off of.
Ooh. And you have to submit money to her. You have to pay daddy. You get your check. Daddy tells you what you can spend. You send the rest. 66 women all around the country.
Oh,
And see, I said possibly 70 because there's reports that there may be some in Jamaica and there's somebody in London or something like that, but they can't confirm it. But there's a definite 66. And
I just wanted, and it had to start off with one idiot that made this person feel like she was the sweetest thing since sugar.
I keep telling y'all, I'm in the wrong business.
Something.
I want a cult, goddammit, Queen. I'm tired of this shit. God damn it. God damn it. The worst part is she came out yesterday morning and made a post that I got a taste for some young pussy. At the end of the night, she made she went on live and was saying she looking for 17-year-olds.
Mm.
Gotta be 17. Gotta be a BBW. Can't be no skinny bitch to hear. That's what her words. So it was a hot mess. The people went off because it's like, okay, you're going after kids. Okay, so you're little R. Kelly now.
Right.
And
I was about to ask
she
you
said,
one younger.
Yeah. So, you know, and she knew her shit. She said, well, you're going to, you know, hear the legal age of 16. And then she told another PA, you're in Philly? Oh, yeah, there's some goofy-ass Philly chicks in her DMs. She's like, yeah, y'all's at 16. So 17, you legal. Oh, yeah, she was just going back and forth for all the goddamn states, telling them so you actually had time to study this shit?
Yeah, she's a predator.
Yep.
She's a predator.
And then,
you know, she has to target young women young girls with low self-esteem issues. You know,
yeah,
or whatever other issues that she'll prey.
And after receiving enough heat, she jumped off of TikTok because it turned into a goddamn lynching at that point. They wanted to fuck her ass up. And she went over to Instagram and she went live and said, I was just trolling, just kidding. And some kind of way they got her page shut down. So, but that's what's out there, Queen.
Oh, my God.
So, if you're a BBW plus size woman and you ain't got nothing else better to do, you can come one of daddy's girls. You can slice your leg up, cut half your edges out, and all that good shit.
If a person already don't got low self-esteem, now you want them to make their self appear less appealing or attractive to others.
Yep.
I'm just saying. One of y'all
officially...
big bitches needs to get a backbone and fuck her up.
Oh, yeah. I saw that a couple times. Yeah, bitch, let me catch you on these streets. I'm going to beat the bricks. Like, that's what
y'all
kind
know
of people
what
we
she
got
looks
out there.
Like. Right. Y'all know what she looks like. She's promoting herself so heavy. She's so proud. Make her stand on it before you stand on her. But I'm saying she's gonna mess with the wrong person gonna come across her. Some of them family members of those girls gonna find her ass. And hopefully
you,
get it together.
But yeah, we'll be touching the story again, Queen. We got to get out of here.
Oh, okie dokie. Hakim always knows how to end the show. Any shout outs real quick?
Yeah, shout out to Nazia. Shout out to Limited Edition. Shout out to Zio Style. Shout out to Ms. Dopeness. Shout out to the NAF who are all listening and everybody else. We appreciate y'all. And have a good night.
Concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.